friends. Welcome to another episode of the New York City K-Pop Queens. I'm your co-host, Emily.
And I'm Charity.
We have another big, fun show for you this evening. Huge week for us. As you all know, we're Super M mega fans, and they dropped their first full-length album this week, so we're going to be doing a full review. We also have Stray Kids content to talk about. When don't we have Stray Kids content to talk about?
Always.
Always. We have concert reviews. We watched 4 concerts this weekend. So we're going to give you kind of a full breakdown of what we saw, what we liked, what maybe didn't work. Super Junior DNE dropped another music video we're going to chat about. Plus, we have Wavy, Wayvision, BTS in the soup, tons of BTS news per usual, a lot of K-pop news. We just have a lot to talk about, Charity. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I have been loving all the content lately. Like, it has been so exciting, makes me so happy. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, this week felt really special because I think we've both been waiting for this Super M album and a little bit nervous about how it was going to be. So I can't wait to get into it. But first, I want to give a shout out to the New York City K-pop Queens community. Please follow us on Twitter or Instagram if you're not already. NYC K-pop Queens. We love talking to you. Give us a follow. Give us a shout. Slide into our DMs. Shout out to our listeners in Denver, Colorado, Montreal, Quebec, Woodside, New York, Jakarta, Indonesia, Paris, France. I want to give a huge shout out to anyone listening who maybe doesn't have any in real life K-pop friends. We know how that goes. Everyone around you kind of looks at you like, oh, and you're so excited to talk about it with someone. We're here for you. We got your back. We're your community. So please follow us and vote in our polls because we have poll results tonight, Charity. I've been nervous about this all week. We asked a very important question last week about my ultimate bias, and you all responded. But before we get to that, it was a battle of some power girl groups, ITZY and Everglow. As most of you know, last week, we reviewed the latest from Everglow, and we both were really impressed. And I think in a battle of the two, if we had to pick, Charity and I both said Everglow wins. So we asked you, who do you prefer? We had tons of votes, and the winner is Everglow.
Yay.
Everglow, they only won. They beat ITZY with 55% of the votes. So okay. It was a really close vote. Yeah. Loyal fans on both sides. And again, we're fans of both groups. Yeah. So it's not like love the one, hate the other. It's definitely not fan wars or anything like that. But yeah, I'm kind of happy to know we're not the only ones who are really all about Everglow. They're a cool group. I'm still listening to that album, and so good. Right? So good. So the other poll was, who is Emily's alt bias? Who do you think it is, or who should it be? And to fill you all in, we had 3 choices. Because I love them all so much, and I'm not sure who my alt is. I don't know if I had to pick one who I would pick. And, you know, Charity, you're so good at just saying, show for Monsta X, yeah. That's your man, that's who you would pick. So the choices were Bacon from EXO, Super M, huge solo star, Taeyang from, you know, V from BTS, and Bangchan, Chris, as I like to call him, from Stray Kids. So I wasn't the only one that was torn. Our poll results are so close. It was 33% for one person, 33% for another person, and 34% for the winner. Can you believe how close that is?
That's insanely close. Oh my gosh.
And guess who won, Charity?
Bacon.
Wrong.
What?
Wrong. Wrong. It was Tay from BTS. What?
Guys.
I know.
Guys. What are you doing here? No.
Yes. Maybe it's because they listened last week and they were like me when you were like, I don't think it's Tay. And they're like, yes, it is.
But I know it's not. I know in my heart. Yeah. I know it is Bacon. I just, your best friend knows these things. Sometimes better than you.
A huge announcement, but I have to admit, Charity is right.
Knew it.
I'm going to say it right now. But it's so close. Like, my heart is literally like 34, 33, 33. But I do think at the end of the day, Bacon is probably my alt of alts. I love everything he does, and his personality vibes very well with mine. I just think he's like the funniest.
Well, the poll helped you realize, because when they didn't pick him, you realize it really is him. So lesson learned. Yeah. Listen to me.
Yeah. Lesson learned. Listen to your best friend. She knows. No shade to the community. Thank you all so, so much for the votes. I was kind of dying to see who you all picked for me. And I think Tay, obviously I love Tay. I would go with Tay in a second if I could. No shade to him. But I think at the end of the day, by a hair, Bacon wins. And what makes him go... well, and it's also like Bacon's closer to my age. So I think like Chris is a little bit younger, and I'm not sure if I want to do that. There's just, you know. Yeah, Bacon's the one. So thank you all so much for voting. We'll have polls this evening. We appreciate you being part of the community. Give us a follow. Oh, and before we start, sorry, I keep doing this. I'm like, before we start. But it's a big holiday to our Korean friends. So happy Chuseok to all of our Korean friends. We hope you're celebrating with your family,
eating
your friends.
Eating lots of yummy food.
Oh, eat all that good food. Enjoy. And without further ado, let's get to it. Super M, the super group, the Avengers of K-pop, released their first full-length album, Super One, the first album. It's 15 songs. Charity, are you dying? I mean, is this all you're listening to? Yes. What are your thoughts?
I've listened to this album probably at least 12 times. I'm not even kidding you. It is so good. I was, because of how many of the songs sounded the same that they've released already, I was curious and a little nervous how the album would be. But the album is so diverse.
Last week we talked about it. I mean, yeah, we were legit nervous because I felt like the first three singles were all in your face, powerful.
Yeah.
You know, We Go 100, We're the Best, Tiger Inside. They all felt very much like the same note done differently. And I liked them, but I was nervous. And yeah, wow. We did not need to be nervous.
Right?
This is
a
full album. So good.
No skips. Also, no skips.
Hashtag no skips. Seriously, you guys. Wait till you listen
really
to
good.
It. It's there's a reason. They're the super group. I mean, it's like, it's so, so well done. Really smart, the songs they included. Before we do a breakdown of all the songs, though, let's talk about I guess this is the main single. You know, they released 100 and then Tiger Inside. And then we got One, Monster and Infinity. Performed it on Ellen, and I have to be honest, I wasn't crazy about it. But like a lot of SM stuff and Super M, of course, they always have such great music videos.
Yeah.
And I love the music video. So now I'm all for it. What did you think of the song and the music video?
Again, like you said, when I saw it on Ellen, I was just like, not really. It was fine. I just, compared to the other two, I was not, you know, woohoo.
Yeah.
But the music video, oh my gosh, the budget that they have for these videos, it is so huge. It is cinematic, and it helps emphasize the oomph of the song 1000%.
Yes.
It's so epic, the video. Like, all their videos are like that. It's amazing.
I love their videos. We talk about it all the time. I think SM does a really, really great job with all of their groups' videos. The visuals are stunning. The boy groups, especially Super M, come across powerful and always really handsome. Great costuming. But I thought this video, it was really cool. The one thing that stood out to me a lot was Taeyong. Taeyong always stands out because he has that obviously really attractive face, but there's something about it that it's so sculpted. He stands out. But I loved the hair, that kind of parted in the middle and the blue hair. He kind of reminded me of like a movie villain. I was like, here comes the Joker. He's like there was something really menacing in that one part of the video that caught my eye. Bacon was showing forehead. So I was thrilled by that. I thought the makeup looked so good on all of them. The uniforms where Kai has on that beret.
Yes. And he's hanging from the wall. I was like, please don't fall. Please, unless it's into my arms.
Oh my God, I love you. I think the music video is really cool. I think it's interesting that one Monster and Infinity is literally a combination of the song Monster and the song Infinity.
What a cool idea.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard a group do that. But when you listen to the album, you hear one, Monster and Infinity. And then the next song is what? I think it's Infinity, then Monster. So you're hearing the two songs that were formed together to make the title song. Interesting idea. I'm not sure if I would love it or hate it, but I think it works really well for them. It's cool. I think it sounds so really cool.
Like, I don't know. Again, it could have happened. I just don't know about it. I have never come across this ever before, which I'm like, that's such a cool idea.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. It's kind of like you're getting three songs out of maybe one concept. Yeah. It's really cool. And again, I wasn't crazy about like the lyrical content when I first heard it, but I think musically it does what a lot of the Super M songs do. It does kind of the coming at you hard, swaggy hip hop stuff. Yes. And then you have the beautiful vocals, Ten, Taemin, of course, Bacon. They have a formula that really works, but we'll talk about it later. They strayed from that formula and delivered a masterful album with a lot of different sounds that aren't so much in that vein. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to talk about those. But before we get there, let's play a clip of this is a Super M type song. Super M, One, Monster, and Infinity. Let's let our listeners hear what we're talking about.
So good. It's such a Super M song in the best way.
Yes. You have like those Bacon vocals going into this. Yeah, it's really cool. Again, the lyrics weren't my favorite in that chorus of that one part about the latest flying spaceship. Maybe it's not my favorite lyric. It's kind of weird, but other than that, I love the song. I think it sounds like Super M and it's produced really well.
I love that part in the video where the spaceship is going above Lucas. It's like flying above his head. And then there's a reaction video and they're like, Lucas, where are you going? You're always going somewhere.
Lucas, look at Lucas. Lucas he's always like on a train or on a plane.
Something. Lucas, you're always going to save the world. Somewhere.
Avenger of K-pop. He's a busy man.
Oh, that was so funny. Oh, I love that.
It's true though. And the video, the ending of the video was a little bit like, wait a minute, what?
Right.
Like there's something in the end that's like, oh, there's a storyline coming.
That's what they said. It was a spoiler. Here. It was like Bacon in the middle of a field with something in his hand.
Taemin's like sitting on a rock or something. Right? There's a real quick flashes of the other guys in different settings. So Super M may be giving us a dramatic storyline with their songs and music videos. Thank you. What we live for. Give us more content and more drama, and we are here for it. So that made me even happier. I was like, yes. But let's get into the whole album because I like this whole album. Front to back, I love it. I agree with you. No skips. But I don't think One, Monster, or Infinity are the strongest songs. Charity, what are your favorite songs? Let's get into really breaking down this album.
Okay. So this is such a departure for their sound, but it is – and it's not like it's this amazing, crazy, epic production like those songs are, but it is so good. It's such a good ballad. It's called Better Days.
Yes.
It
yes,
literally yes. reminded me, and I know, but I feel like K-pop is doing a lot of throwbacks and a lot of inspiration from other eras, which I'm all about, like the really good, like 90s kind of ballad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And so freaking good. I really, really liked it. And your man sounded so good in it.
Oh.
So
big
and
serving vocals on the whole album. Like he really is. That's one of my favorite songs too. We'll go over all of mine later, but that's definitely one of my favorite songs too. I feel like the lyrics are perfect for kind of the current timing. It's very timely, but it's another one of those that can be very universal. So it doesn't just have to be about we're going through tough times now because of COVID. This is anytime you're going through a tough time and someone's telling you there's going to be better days. I hear what you're saying about the 90s kind of throwback, but what I heard in it was country. It had a very Florida Georgia Line, Dan and Shay, Backstreet Boys vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It felt like that. And it felt like a song that would be on the radio right now. And it's like you said, this is such a departure from what we've heard from Super M. So smart. So smart. And what I was relieved by with the album was that they did highlight their vocal line more than they ever have. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that later. I want to hear more of your favorite songs. So Better Days is on my list too. It's fantastic.
So good. Dangerous Woman.
Yes.
So the harmonizing in the beginning was
again,
the vocals,
stunning.
Like stunning. But for other reasons, I loved it. The lyrics, for one, when Taemin goes, if you want to be a bad girl, I'll make you feel like a dangerous woman. Okay, sure.
That's
I'm
it.
Down.
Charity's done. Charity's done. Charity has left the building. She's on her way to wherever he is. That's all you need to do. That is all you need to do to get her. Have Charity's favorite person sing a slutty lyric, and that will guarantee that it is her favorite song on the album.
Sorry, Kai. Well, I'm going to cheat on you with Taemin right now. Sorry. But
it is a good song, though. It is I like that song. The harmonies are beautiful. That reminds me of like Boys to Men and harmony groups, which is kind of what boy groups are. You know, it harkens back to way back in the day when it was like street corner. It's harmonies. Yes. And that's what makes it, in my eyes, that is always what will make a good boy group, no matter how advanced. And you look at what K-pop groups are now, I still live for a good harmony. And I'm so appreciative that they put that in and they did that. Okay. So Better Days, Dangerous Woman, any other ones?
Yes. Two more. I can't ever just pick one.
15 more.
So Together at Home, because I love it, goes
oh my goodness, I love that one. That's my list too. I think it's such a great mid-tempo pop song. Taeyong and Mark helped write it. I love that song.
I just love that. It's so catchy.
Yes. Simple, catchy. Yeah, I agree.
And Tiger Inside, one of my favorites. We already talked about that. That's why I'm not bringing those up. But the last one that I'm going to talk about is, I was not expecting this to be so grown. It was called Drip. And I was like, okay, you guys are some grown men and I am here for it.
Yeah, definitely. They're not doing little boy lyrics on this album.
No, they are not.
I love that song. That song, it's really kind of like a grounded down R&B. Yeah.
Must be the drip, drip, right, drip.
Yeah. It's a good song. The beat is cool. I love in this album that they did like strong hip hop and R&B.
Mm-hmm.
They did what we know of them. Because I think before this album, I would look at them as a hip hop group that has good vocalists that kind of sing here and there.
Yeah.
I think because they focus so strongly on rap, which isn't a knock on, like, that's what they're good at. That's what they do. But when you have 10, Taemin, Kai, and Bacon in the group, you have to focus on them because they're not only like good singers. Those dudes are some of the best singers in K-pop. A couple of them are like just best singers, period.
Exactly.
So I feel like in watching some of Super M's stuff, it was like, you have this super, super talents get like two lines. And I loved on this album how evenly it was dispersed. You have rap songs, you have ballads, you have mid-tempo pop songs, and everyone gets a chance to shine and do what they do well. So I thought not only songwriting and production wise, but the tracks that were picked, like whoever really did the work on the concept of this album deserves major, major kudos. This is what Super M should be doing. Mm-hmm. A lot of these songs could be played on American radio right now. They right? should be.
They're should fantastic. Be.
And they fit the mold really well. They fit the formula of songs that are catchy and would catch on. Like kind of like Dynamite.
Yeah.
The shorter length, the repetition, the beats. A lot of these songs really work for American radio and I love them. I'm a big fan.
Clearly, I feel like Capitol Records is who their mm-hmm. American counterpart is. Clearly is giving them some tips.
They get it.
Yeah.
They get it. They gave them great songs. They gave yeah. them great songs and they had a vision of kind of what they wanted to do and what would work.
Yeah.
And boy, does it work. Really pleasantly surprised by the album. I like the faster songs, but most of my favorite songs are also kind of, two of them are the ones that you mentioned, Better Days, Together at Home. I love both of those songs. And then Big Chance, I just loved. I loved it. Within like 5 seconds of that song, I was like, this is a perfect pop song. And I can't stop smiling when I listen to it. And, you know, we don't hear a lot of K-pop songs that are about love and relationships. Mm-hmm. And this was kind of like a nice story song, you know, of do you want to take that chance and make the big mistake? And I love it.
I do.
First of all, yes, I do. Yes. Yes, like yes, a million times. Yes. I'll make that mistake every night and I won't learn. I won't learn from it. Yeah, I never learn from my mistakes. So I do want to make that mistake for the rest of my life.
You're like bacon. Yes. Be my mistake for the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
In the best way possible.
I will.
The best like, mistake
but I
ever.
Think that's what that's I think that's what that song's about. Like they almost got married and we're thinking, what do we have to lose? It's really I love the lyrics. It's so different from what they normally do. And I think vocally, they all sound so great on
Taemin
it. And
it sounds so really, good on that song.
And they do a great job incorporating the rappers, you know, when Taeyeon comes in, it's so nice. Lucas, Mark, Kai raps in that, which I was shocked by because I'm more used to hearing him be kind of right. the lower tone mm-hmm. for the singers. It's just a beautiful song. And Bacon sounds adorable. And I think what I love about Bacon, Ten, and Taemin is they all bring something different to the table. Ten has a really cool kind of sexy vibe. When he sings stuff, it's a little more breathy, but it's very clear, beautiful tone. We've talked about Taemin and who he is and what he does as a vocalist. He's wonderful. Not the hugest range, but he really knows what he's doing. Yeah. And he's like the perfect recording voice. And then you have Bacon, who I think has like a really soulful voice.
So soulful. Oh my gosh.
He brings so much soul to stuff. And it has like a beautiful tone that you don't hear a lot in K-pop. So it stands out. So when you have those guys, then you have these rappers that are like out of this world, next level. It's just an amazing group. They're going to produce a lot of good songs. So anyways, I could talk about them forever, but Big Chance, Better Days, Together at Home. And then I have four favorite songs too. My last one is With You. Oh, I love With You. I think it's such an uplifting, fun song. It makes me smile and dance when I hear it. I loved it when they did it for the, what was that? Together at Home, you know, quarantine concert.
Right. I forgot.
I loved that. And it was really cool to hear it on the album. And I kind of, it's just like a happy song. You know, in life, you have those songs you put on that instantly put you in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
That's one for me. And it's kind of shocking because I don't think of Super M as the group that kind of you put a happy song on. I think of them as like you put a song on when you're ready to go like kick someone's butt and like be a badass.
Right. That's what I was just thinking.
Right? I'm like, oh, beat tiger and sons. I'm ready to fight. Which is really just me like, I'm not getting in fights ever here, people. That's just me like having to have a tough conversation with a friend or something. But
right.
That's like their music. Yeah. I'm shocked that this album gave me kind of the romantic songs and the happy songs and the total bangers really drip and line them up. And there's great, great songs on this album. Let's listen to, though, while I'm babbling, I feel like people probably want to hear a clip of something that we're talking about. Yeah, so because Charity and I both picked this song as one of our favorite songs, and it's kind of the antithesis of One Monster and Infinity, let's listen to Better Days.
I know that it feels like the world is falling down.
Love Bacon's voice in that. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And then who's doing that end part? Like, I know there's going to be better days. Is that 10 on? Was that 10?
I think on this verse
it's 10. So beautiful. It's just a beautiful. I love that song. What a great uplifting song. And again, for like the time that we're all in, it's been a rough 2020. We don't have to tell you all that. It's like a hug. That song is a warm hug. And I love their voices in it so much.
Makes me want to have my lighter and wave my arm in the air at a concert. Well, now it would be my iPhone light.
Yeah, that's true.
Back in the day, they would do the lighters.
iPhone light. Get that iPhone light going. It's time to wave our hands. I can't wait for them to have the opportunity to tour this album. I'm speaking it into existence. 2021, we're going to have concerts back and we're going to be seeing them live. And that'll be the one we're all waving our hands for.
Right?
we probably so will. Good.
No, for sure. I will. If no one else says, I'll do it by myself.
Like that song, that's such a radio friendly country crossover. Like, I hope they're promoting them hard in America. I really do. I think they should have done Tiger Inside on Ellen. I think One Monster and Infinity was a mistake. We talked about that last week, but it just doesn't represent them. It's good, but I think Tiger Inside is great. And if they're not going to go that route, Better Days would have been perfect.
Right? Like, come on.
Better Days. Put Better Days on Ellen, especially because it's so timely with what's
going
on. Yeah. Like, they're... Again, we're willing to be consultants. We're obviously, like, we've done A&R. We'll be happy to do it for you.
Yeah.
Reach out to us, SMUSA.
Ready
reach
and willing.
Because I think... there's a breakdown when K-pop groups are trying to break in America. And a lot of time the American labels aren't prioritizing it or really steering it the right way. Whoever was behind this album killed it, knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
But now we need the PR publicist, everyone on the other side to be on the same page because like they should be huge in America and they should be getting a lot more press and their numbers should be big. So
I feel like a lot of times these people at the record labels, just from previous, you know, experience we both had.
Yep.
They focus on what's in front of them, not necessarily the market. So I don't feel they have someone that's super immersed into K-pop anywhere on that team. Because if they had someone who was Western, who was very immersed in K-pop, like two people here.
Exactly.
If you're listening.
No, but exactly. None of these labels, Charity, you hit a point that is so, none of these labels have specific K-pop people. Yeah. They don't. So the person that's getting assigned BTS, Super M, Monsta X, Stray Kids, it's not someone who lives and breathes for K-pop.
No.
And if it is, it's not an American. So it's not someone that lives here and understands the market. You have to have that because like it's a really delicate balance of someone who's passionate about music, passionate about K-pop, and understands the music industry.
Understands all of it, especially when you want to cross over.
Exactly. Because a lot of, like, you know, K-pop stans may not get that. I know we've seen a lot of comments on Twitter where it's mm-hmm. clear some people, a minority of K-pop stans don't really understand how the music industry works.
Yeah.
And they get frustrated about stuff and it's like, argh. But again, there's also people at the label who don't understand how K-pop works.
Yeah.
So hopefully there'll be opportunities for people like Charity and I in the near future to kind of bridge that gap. Because I feel like we're at the point where K-pop is so international, huge. BTS, they're on a Samsung commercial while I'm watching football.
Right.
The locals know who they are and it's getting big. So at this point, like, you need people at your label who get it mm-hmm. and are able to push them in the right way, because they're also a huge revenue stream and that's what it's about in that industry. So just saying,
we're out there.
Yeah, we're available. So hit us up. But yeah, super amped to service the world. I absolutely love these guys. Such a well-rounded group. Such a strong album. The so rapping was strong. Phenomenal. But the vocals were phenomenal. I mean, we just heard Better Days, but like, hopefully you guys don't mind. We're playing a lot of Super M tonight, but it's 15-song album and it's a wonderful album. So Charity, if you don't mind, can we play Dangerous Woman? I just want to hear that beginning, those harmonies, so people get what we're talking about.
We sure can.
I'll make you feel like a dangerous woman.
I love that harmonization so beautiful. Freaking much.
It's beautiful. And I think with K-pop groups, sometimes people can get distracted. There's so much going on. Mm-hmm. It's nice to strip it down and be like, but wait, we can actually sing. Like, we're singers. The talent jumped out and they served this entire album. I mean, I'm so pleasantly surprised, because like we talked about it, I think we were both a little worried last week how this was going to sound. And oh my God, Super M, you knocked it out of the park.
Out of the park.
We love you. And you know, we could be wrong. Maybe a lot of people like One, Monster, and Infinity, and that was their favorite of the three singles. I don't think it's a bad song at all. Again, no skips. Like, that's a good song, but it's just the album gets better and better as you listen. And if we were at the helm, if we were working for the label, like we just talked about, I think we both agree that we would have put Tiger Inside as that first single and the Ellen performance, right?
No, 1,000%.
Okay. So let us know what you guys think. Maybe we'll put a poll on Twitter. Which was your favorite song of the three first singles from Super M? It was 100, Tiger Inside, and then One, Monster, and Infinity. I'd just like to know everybody's opinion, because I feel so strongly about Tiger Inside. I think we both were really passionate about that song, that video, and it kind of encompassed what they do best in a lot of ways. But crap, now with this album, I'm like, they do a lot of things best.
Right?
They do every genre best. They're bringing it. Awesome, awesome album. For the sake of time, we have to keep moving forward, but we're staying on Super M. So Spermies, don't get upset. And yes, I said it. Yes, I said it. Spermies is the fandom name. I know that they haven't given us a name, which is insane. But when they first came out on Twitter, everyone started calling themselves Spermies, because there's something when you look at Super M that your brain kind of switches the letters and it at first reads that way. So I'm just going to, I'm using it. I'd say we call people Sperm. I'm sorry, but like, that's what we all call ourselves. Every Super M fan knows.
Oh my gosh.
So Spermies were staying on Super M. They announced right before the album came out a massive collaboration. As you all know, they call themselves the Avengers of K-pop. They're the superheroes of K-pop. They were a group that was kind of assembled, all these guys from the same label on different groups, to be the super group. And Marvel agrees with them. So it's official. Marvel Cute. And Super M collaboration. Charity, like, what? So big.
I can't get over how big this is.
Yeah.
Because Marvel is worldwide known, that it is the movies, the comic books, the merchandise.
Yeah.
Oh my. And let's talk about that merchandise, please. because right? I ordered a hat. Thank you very much. Finally, a hat I can add to my collection to wear while walking
my
dog.
You've been talking about it. You've been talking about it so much that you're like, I want a hat. Why doesn't anyone have a hat?
Right?
Look what they gave you. Marvel and Super Ub conspired to give you your baseball cap.
I know.
I liked the fact that they're actual like comic book versions of them.
Yes.
Like that lead-in video of them really being Marvel superheroes. It looks like them. It's just for the guys, that has to be so cool. That's like, wow, you're legit superheroes now. I mean, I can't imagine walking around like that. That's just, right? That's the best feeling. That'd be like if someone's like, you're legit Queens. And like, right? You know.
Well, we are. Yep. But, you know.
Well, yeah. Got a crown on my head right now, everyone. I just wear the crown every day just for fun. But yeah, that has to feel so good. Huge congratulations, Super M. Marvel. This is a worldwide massive collaboration. We're all about it. I can't wait to see your hat when you get it. It looks cute.
It's so simple, but that's what I like. It's just...
Same.
Really cool.
Okay, what about... Lots going on with Super M this week. It's a big week for one of the biggest boy groups in the world, especially in the world, K-pop. The reality show, M-topia. I am living for this charity.
Oh my gosh. I love reality shows so much because you see their personalities, which we already love anyway, but they are so funny.
They're
and I
really
know we say a lot about everyone, but they all are really funny together.
Yeah. There's two groups that have stood out to me recently as being really hilarious. And Super M's definitely one of them. I think Baekhyun's personality comes out so much when you watch this stuff. His personality comes out all the time anyway. He's not really good about like hiding it and being professional all the time. Like if you just watch Baekhyun during the press conferences, you'll start laughing because he's always doing something weird or like funny.
Like someone else I know. I'm going to put that there.
No, it's true. I'm like, that's what I would be doing. Like 1,000% every weird thing Baekhyun does, I've done or would be doing in that situation. And I love how when they were like on the bus on their way to the first destination, Baekhyun's like, hey, let's play a game. We're going to play games the whole time. Like he's being like the leader who's being competitive. And you can tell they're all scared. They're like, oh. And he brings up the EXO trip and Kai was laughing and like, oh yeah. They made somebody do like this. They called it what? The Rambo?
They had to act like Rambo when they got off the bus.
So he's like, so how about wherever we go, if there's water, the person that loses has to walk into it with all their clothes on. So like, whatever. Everyone agrees. And I loved so much that he's the one that lost.
I know. He thought he was going to win, too. He really did.
Yeah. And he looks, like, so mad. And then he's like, well, we're just going to have to play more games. We're going to play games the whole time. New rule. We play games while we're eating. And everyone's like, okay. Meanwhile, Lucas and Ted are like, hey, guys, we made bracelets for you last night.
And then they gave him the pink one. And he's like, what did he call himself? Captain Pink or something?
Yeah. Well, they gave him two because he's the leader. It was so cute. And then Kai was like, well, why is mine so plain? You gave me the plain one. I'm like, Kai, be grateful.
And then like, there's something they did was at the end.
What?
They said that they did his at the end. Like his was the last one. They ran out of beads.
They were tired. They ran out of beads. Just take it.
And then wasn't he like, well, I see where I land or something like that. It was
And then Baekhyun's like, well, I have two and I got the pink one. So I guess I'm the most important.
So funny.
Clearly we love the show because we both are laughing so hard. Sorry, guys. So then they went and they had to do a contest to get out of the van to go into the restaurant. So we find out they're on their way to like a restaurant and they have to do a contest. And they had these like quiz questions taped to the bottom of their seats. They were all different questions and that they had to answer them right. And they get like points for the rest of the show and get to go inside and eat. Some of them were really hard. Like I would have struggled with some of them. And then some of them were a little bit easier, but Baekhyun of course got his first and was like, wow, I'm so smart. Can you believe how smart I am? And then some of them struggled. I thought it was really cute that Taemin helped Taeyong because he was struggling. And he like mouthed the words to him. That was really sweet.
Well, he is the mama bear.
Yeah, he's the mom of the group. And Baekhyun's the dad, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cute. I thought it was really cute. And they all ate. And you can tell they kind of genuinely get along. And I think from the last reality, it wasn't a series. It was just a show showing them going to LA for their debut. From that one to this, you can tell that they've bonded more, I think.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, they seem like closer friends, which is always really refreshing to see. It's not as awkward. They seem like, you know, an established group that's been together for a while. So it's just nice to see. I liked the wasabi and the sushi.
That was like, funny.
That prank. Taehyung was trying to be so strong and not show. Taehyung got the wasabi and the sushi, which means he lost everyone. And he was trying to pretend he didn't. But his eyes were watering so much and he couldn't hold it in. It was really funny.
Oh, goodness.
And then, of course, they got to their destination and Bacon went in the pool. And then everyone ended up going in the pool with their clothes on and they were throwing Bacon in and stuff. It was cute. It was really funny. I'm excited to see the next two episodes because I want to see them wakeboard. Ten was really excited about wakeboarding and they're going to surf, I think. So it'll be fun. Like, it's just a fun series to watch. I like their personalities. And I think because some of the members of this group are older, they just come across more comfortable in their skin when the cameras are on them. No makeup and really comfortable and kind of not as... Sometimes when you watch these shows with K-pop groups, it feels very scripted and not like... What would the word be? Not as spontaneous, maybe not as loose and flowing. I think with this, especially with some of the older members, it feels very relaxed. It feels very like they're confident and chill and having fun. So it's fun to watch.
Like Taemin, especially, has been around for a bit.
Taemin and Bacon and Kai, like totally. They've been doing this now for a long, long time. So it's like, this isn't their first rodeo and it shows. And I think when you're confident in yourself, it gives people around you kind of a license to be confident. Mm-hmm. So you watch Mark, who clings to Kai, like clearly Mark adores Kai. Poor Kai's like, all right, dude. But I think that's good. I think, you know, Mark and Taehyung, Lucas, even Ten, they're the young bucks in the group. And it's good for them to kind of have these older, confident, friendly, funny guys to show them the ropes. It just feels like that when you're watching it. So I really enjoy it. M-topia. It's fun. But my favorite thing from Super M this week, I don't know if you all saw it, but Super M did a thing, As We Wish, which they each filmed K-dramas, like little self-contained 5 to 10 minute K-dramas. I mean, they took a lot of kind of the tropes that you find in soap operas and K-dramas. They had real actors acting with them and they each had different storylines. So we unfortunately didn't have time to watch all of them, but we did watch a few and they were good. Like they were cute. Some of them
was already thinking. I'm already thinking.
I know. You know where I'm going. You know where I'm going. So apologies right now, everyone, because I think
we're going to laugh a lot.
This might be, we're going to laugh quite a bit coming up. Just to preface it, like Bacon does a really great job. I thought his acting was beautiful. His storyline was him in this park proposing to his girlfriend. It was so cute. And then later he goes back to the park with their daughter. And we find out the lady died. His wife died. It was very like typical K-drama because there's always deaths and super sad stuff, which is clearly why I like them. So that's like what we're talking about. Like the typical kind of K-drama stuff. Some of the guys, great actors. I didn't get a chance to watch all of them. So again, hopefully this week, Charity and I have time to watch them all. But the one that we did both watch was Lucas. And if you don't know, just go to YouTube right now and type in Lucas As We Wish. I think it's like 5 minutes, 6 minutes. So give yourself this gift because if you're having a tough week, if you're sad, give yourself this gift because it is a gift that hurt my abs. I was laughing so hard with tears streaming down my face.
Down my face. Oh my God. Like,
this is no shade to Lucas. He's actually a great actor. I thought out of all of them, Lucas reminded me the most of like a K-drama actor. He's so handsome. The setting, the whole thing. I was like, oh, this is great. But then it takes a turn that no one saw coming. So something happens in Lucas's storyline and his girlfriend like accidentally gets shot and she's dying. And
I'm not laughing if she's dying. I just know where it's going.
No, that wasn't the funny part. So she's sitting in a chair with like blood like rushing out of her.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And she's like, can you just do it one more time for me? Like, that's her dying wish. And I'm like, what is she talking about? He gets up.
She's like, can you do the dance one more time?
Do the dance. Can you do the dance one more time?
This is her dying wish.
He gets up and goes to the back of the room and starts doing like a hip hop dance to Shiny's Replay. Like, as this woman is sitting in a chair bleeding to death, he is doing and he's dancing to Replay. And then she dies. She literally dies while he's doing this like hip hop dance. It is the most ridiculous scene I've ever seen. I could not stop laughing when I watched it. I was like, what is this?
I like seeing it in my head right now as you're talking and I'm moving it. Oh my God.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Guys. You don't have to be a K-pop fan. You don't have to even know who Lucas is. Just type Lucas as we wish into your YouTube box and watch this. It is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. It honestly, like, I'm not trying to throw shade. I know writing is hard, but I would like to know, just for my pleasure, I would love to know who wrote this. Who thought that this was like, because at the moment that somebody gets shot is dying, like, he doesn't even like make her more comfortable. She's sitting in this like uncomfortable chair bleeding to death.
First of all, he doesn't call the ambulance. Like, I don't know. That would be my dying wish. I don't die. Then I know I'm dying. You know what, sweetie, sing to me or kiss me or hold me.
Exactly. Just like hug me while I die. We'll say bye to each other. It's sad. The last thing I want someone to do is get up and do a hip hop routine to Replay by Shiny. What on earth are you thinking?
That's a good song, though. I have to say, it's one of my favorites.
It's a great song. So maybe that's why.
Even if Taemin, if that was me and Taemin, I wouldn't be like, Taemin, do the Replay dance for me.
It's legit the funniest thing I've ever seen. So sorry for all the giggles, everyone. We're like so not professional right now, but
if you watched it, you know why we can't contain ourselves.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Please watch it. Please watch it. Shoot us messages. Follow us, NYC K-pop Queens, Twitter, Instagram. Please watch it and tell us how funny you thought it was. Or maybe we're wrong. Maybe people are like, that's what I want my dying wish to be. There's nothing funny about that.
They showed the guys doing a reaction to it, and Taeyong thought it was really funny.
Taeyong was laughing.
I was cracking up.
They were all laughing so hard when he started dancing. I was
like, we did it just like we do in the video. I know.
It's ridiculous. So apologies, guys, we're giggly messes, but Super M not only gave us an amazing album this week, they also gave us one of the funniest clips I've seen in a long, long time. So
Oh my gosh.
I love Super M so much. Thank you for that. Needed the laughs. But before we end our Super M segment, it's quiz time. Let's find out who your Super M soulmate is.
BuzzFeed.
I know that this group is so stacked. I don't think there's a wrong answer or a bad pick. I know who I'm hoping for. There's a couple. Question number one, choose a male K-pop group. Tomorrow Together, AB6, BTS, One Us, TVXQ, ATEEZ, Monsta X, or Big Bang.
I got to go with my alt group. I got to go with Monsta X. Sorry, BTS.
I'm going to go with BTS this week just because they're really fresh in my mind. We're going to talk about them a little later, but there's a few there I would pick.
Okay. Choose a female K-pop group. IZ*ONE, Everglow, Twice, Mamamoo, ITZY, Blackpink, EXID, APINK.
Everglow forever. Let's go. Everglow.
I think I'm going to pick them too, actually. I love you, Mama yeah. Moo, but they're so fresh in my mind.
Same. There's so many great groups in that list, but I'm just so all about Everglow. Take this quiz next week. I would probably pick Blackpink. I'm excited about their album, but right now it's Everglow. Oh, choose a baby animal. All of them. Wait till you guys see these pictures. They're so cute. I'm dying. Okay, a puppy, a kitten, a baby rabbit, a baby goat, a baby bear, a baby kangaroo, a baby deer, or a baby, is that tiger cub? Tiger, or lion. Sorry, baby lion.
Oh, I love them all, but I have to go with a pupper.
I'm going with him too. I was going to pick the bear because I like how he's little and cute and he's getting into mischief. But those puppy eyes, I'm dead. I have to pick him. I just want to pick him up.
Okay. Choose a vacation destination. Seoul, Tokyo, Bahamas, Shanghai, New York. I guess we'll be a staycation here. Iceland, Paris, or London.
I'm on a Seoul kick right now because I haven't been. So that's the one I keep picking in these quizzes, and I'm going to stick with it. I'm dying to go to Seoul.
I know. I'm going to pick Seoul as well, actually.
Yay! Goals. We're putting into the universe, New York City K-pop queens. We will be making a trip to Seoul one day. And don't worry, we're going to record it all for you. Big things in our future. Just a little sneak peek. Anyways. Pick a color, one of our favorite questions. You all know what colors we pick, but let me give you all the choices. Blue, pink, black, red, green, yellow, purple, or white.
I'm obviously going to pick green.
And I'm obviously going to pick black.
And finally, pick a bed to sleep in. So I will have to describe what they look like.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. This is one of those ones, like, once you guys see it, it'll be a lot easier, but it's just a bunch of different beds. So. Yeah.
It's like a cozy bed that's kind of like in a nook and like in a corner in a room. It's brown.
Lot of brown. Masculine.
Yeah, exactly. Very masculine. Then there's one that's a giant king bed with bright color accents like orange and red with white sheet. Then there's one that looks like it's almost like a bed and breakfast kind of bed.
Yeah, it's more country. Lots of blue like throw pillows with big white headboard.
Yeah. Then the next one is very cozy, more feminine looking, white and pink and beige colors with a laptop and a breakfast tray on it. Then one looks like it's in a very modern kind of place with large windows. Next to it, there's one that's basically the room's kind of all white with a cool zebra picture hanging over the headboard. Very modern looking again. One looks like it's kind of like near the beach or.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like turquoise.
Yeah.
White with a turquoise accent and a brown bed.
Yeah. And then the last one's like white with dark charcoal and again, super like modern looking.
Yeah, a little bit more masculine.
Sorry, these are hard to describe, guys.
You'll see them. You'll see them. And it'll be a lot easier, so make sure you play along. But
yeah,
I'm picking the one that looks kind of super modern, floor-to-ceiling windows, very neutral colors, more minimalist.
That's pretty. I think I'm going to pick the more masculine one because it looks very cozy. I'm in a cozy mood. Oh,
the first one that's like brown with some and stuff. Yeah. I like that one a lot. Okay. Who did you get?
I got 10.
Oh, my God. Yeah, 10's, right, 10's up there for you. Yeah, wavy.
He's my wavy bias. And he competes with Taemin for Wrecker because Kai's my bias. But I still love him. I'm down with that. Who did you get?
My alt, Bacon.
You did? Oh my gosh.
See, it's meant to be. Even BuzzFeed knows. Yeah. Like, this is my alt. Bacon's my dude. Yeah, I got Bacon. Makes sense. so it was a fun quiz. Yes. Thank you, BuzzFeed. Fun quiz. We'll post this on our social media. Please play along with us. Let us know who you got. But it's time to move right along. Super M, we love you, but we have to move on. We have a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Another group that you know we're huge fans of, Stray Kids.
Woohoo!
Stray Kids are killing it. Before we get into the Any music video, the Japanese mini album pictures are so insane. Oh my goodness, Charity. Like this whole thing where they look kind of like gangsters playing poker.
Right.
It's, yeah, I like the vibe that they're going for on this album. Really interested in what it's going to sound like. They do so many different things. You never know with Stray Kids what's coming.
Never know. There is no formula for them.
Just brilliance, perfection.
Genius.
Genius is their formula. All right. Sorry, everyone. But that's coming out in November. So they're still heavily promoting In Life, the amazing repackaged album we reviewed a couple weeks ago. Lots of content, so much content. These guys never stop. But I thought the pictures for the Japanese comeback were just stunning. I'm so, so here for the vibe. So can't wait for that. We'll be sure to talk about it once that comes out. But this week we have another music video. They release so many music videos and I love that they do ones that are so different. They're a group similar to this Super M album that all the songs sound really different and somehow it works and it's cohesive. But this week we got the music video for Any. So we saw like a clip of it earlier, right? When they were kind of doing a preview of the album. I feel like we saw like
That's when Changbin started to snatch me big time.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of the end for Felix.
Sorry, Felix.
What did you think of the music video?
I love a good throwback.
Yeah.
I know I sound like a broken record because I say it all the time, but I really like that they go for such details when they're going for an era look like they clearly were in this video.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
The details of the overalls with the one strap.
Yes. Yes.
The old school computer in the background. And
It's so 90s, so strongly 90s. And I think we talked about this when the trailer came out. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of like a Jodeci music.
Yes.
It's so dialed in.
Yeah.
The sweaters. Like they wear stuff, like you're talking about the details, where it's not just something that someone would Google for a 90s party. Like, no. They get the exact colors and the more subtle things that people were wearing then. I love the V-neck sweaters that look very like kind of preppy. Tommy Hilfiger, Boys to Men used to always wear those.
Yes.
The rugby shirts, the overalls, the knit like beanies, the tall knit beanies, the flannel. I completely agree. They get every detail. It's that whole thing of having the right concept, a strong, clear concept, and then executing it perfectly. And we shouldn't be surprised. Stray Kids does it every single time. And think about the music videos. The music videos for this repackage, we get Backdoor, which is just an insane, perfect party. So cool. Then we get X, the polar opposite. Stripped down, basic, very heavy, melancholy vibe. And it's so beautiful and well done. And then you get Any, and you get this whole 90s hip hop crazy video. It's so cool. And the song is great. We've talked about it. It's just loved it. I love it.
Changbin knew the way to my heart. That is for sure with that video.
Yeah, Changbin does look in that video. He does.
Oh my goodness.
Chan looks great too. Chan's really been working out. Chan shows off his arms like every chance he gets. The kid's like 99% of the time in a sleeveless shirt, which
well,
I don't blame
him.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, good idea. Yeah, I think the music video is great. Stray Kids are just like we've talked about so much. This is my broken record. No one's doing it like Stray Kids.
Right.
They're so impressive to me. Yeah, no, any music videos perfect. It's such a throwback. It's such a specific time capsule. Love it. Love it. What? Oh, we have to talk about more Stray Kids stuff before we forget. So because they have so much content, there's a lot going on. There's like Stray Kids room, a lot of promotion. So you get interviews and things like that. And they did the TikTok dance challenge with Cosmo magazine. I thought it was so cute. What did you think?
I thought it was so funny. So they picked Felix to win, but I thought Sunbeam did it.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Thank you, Charity. Agreed. Like Felix wasn't bad, but my favorites by far were Sunbeam and Han. I thought Han did really well too.
He's been vibing so quick. And those were harder ones.
I thought so too. I didn't really love Felix's that much. It wasn't bad, but I agree with you. I thought Hunjin's was really hard.
Yeah.
It didn't have like any specific rhythm. It kept going back and forth. His was so hard.
Yeah.
It was a bad choice. Like Cosmo do better. But I thought Chan and Ian's were too easy. Like I do those dances. They're too easy. And my biggest pet peeve, we couldn't see their feet.
Where is Chan's feet?
Don't ask someone to do the tootsie slide and then not show their feet. The whole dance is your feet.
Right? Like, I'm like, I can't tell if he did his feet right because I can't see them.
Like, yeah, Cosmo, come on. And we've watched a lot of these. A lot of the K-pop groups do TikTok dance challenges for Cosmo when they're doing promotions. And they always do this. Just show their feet. It's a dance video. Like, who is producing this? Cosmo, step it up.
Come on.
Better content,
can't
please.
Can't do a dance challenge without showing someone dancing.
Exactly. Like, it's a great idea. It's a great idea. It's a fun idea, but I agree.
Execution, zero.
Exactly. Concept 10, execution, zero. You're at a 5. Do better. Do better.
That's failing, Cosmo. Just so you know.
You got an F. A big one. But I agree with you. Like, I don't know. I mean, we know how much Chan loves Felix. I feel like that was just Chan making everyone pick Felix because he loves him.
I'm like, right? I'm sorry. I love Felix. Obviously, he's my wrecker. But yeah. Sunbeam.
Sunbeam was so was cute. Winner. It was so clearly. Good. I thought
and
so, too.
It was really hard. It was a lot harder than the other ones. And he did it in a second. I'm like,
Perfectly. Sunbeam for sure. And I liked Hans. Like, I honestly thought Hans was good too. And he gave us lots of swag. He gave us cute faces. He did a beautiful freestyle at the end. So those two are my favorites. I think, I wouldn't have chosen Felix either. But while we're talking about who you would have chosen, they also did superlatives. So if you don't know what that means, superlatives are something that like high schools used to give out. I don't know if they still do. Like my high school, I don't even think did it. But it's like most athletic, prettiest, funniest, all of that type of thing. So they did that and they all had to pick who they thought fit each superlative. And they took it seriously for like 2.5 seconds.
Yeah.
Then they started picking the person that was the opposite. So like they gave best dancer to Changbin.
Changbin, right?
Not sure.
They also said that he was... Who's the most romantic? And they all pick him and he goes, me?
well,
he did write that. You will be with me, just so you know.
He wrote that X song. He writes songs that are actually like pretty. Yeah. No, I actually would believe that. But then they also picked like best rapper. They picked Sunbeam. And he's like, oh, yeah, me. He's so cute. It was funny.
This was Felix. And that's definitely for sure.
Yeah, Felix seems like the one that they all just love because he's like so nice all the time. And it seems genuine. He's like a cool. I like that Chan is the most athletic.
Yeah.
I can see that. He's like a super athlete. So that's good.
It was cute.
Yeah, it was cute. It was fun. Just more fun Stray Kids content. But I thought that was funny. Moving on, for the sake of time though, Stray Kids continue to kill it. I'm sure they'll give us more to talk about. I feel like it's hard for us when we're making our production list to not include Stray Kids, because there's always something happening. Also, huge shout out to them. They've got a couple wins under their belt for Backdoor. That's a big deal. Hopefully, knock on wood, they'll get a couple more because they deserve it. Like, it's an amazing song and music video, but it's really fun to watch them win and how excited they are. Like,
yeah,
they deserve all the success. So sorry if you're not a stay, but we're going to be talking about Stray Kids probably the rest of our lives.
Forever.
And they were part of a concert this weekend. Before we get to that, I thought this weekend there were four major concerts that we both watched. So it was a busy weekend. My computer was charging a lot. Right.
I had the computer. I had the iPad. I had the phone. I was having, yeah, I had to have them all going at one point.
Yeah. There was a lot. First one was, I think this was the first one we both watched. The Overpass Music Festival. So this was supposed to happen in LA in March, and they had to cancel it because of COVID. So they decided to do it online. It was a little bit different. This wasn't a specific K-pop concert. It was kind of more of a music festival and more of a music festival vibe. So that was kind of fun and refreshing to watch because we watch so much K-pop that every once in a while it's like, okay, let's watch something that's not total K-pop. And I liked that it was like a real concert, meaning it just went from act to act. There was no like cheesy videos or that fan interaction that goes way too long. It was just like a concert. So I really appreciated that. And it was like 3 hours long. I mean, they had a lot of acts. I like that I was exposed to some artists that I wasn't familiar with. Like there was a kid, I don't even know how to say his name, Foom Viparut. Amazing. He was so cool. I loved his vibe so much. So I followed him and started listening to some of his music, which is always exciting. I think that's the best part about going to festivals.
Yeah.
Concerts, like huge lineups, is discovering new talent and people maybe you weren't as familiar with. But I was definitely watching for the K-pop guys, the acts I was more familiar with. I liked Gray. I thought he was great. Obviously, mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Gray and he did a wonderful job. Minnow, so cool. So cool. Like that dude, I wasn't as familiar. He was in Winter. And I wasn't really familiar with him at all. So it was neat to watch him and kind of get his vibe. And then, of course, Bacon.
Bacon, who only did the headliner, two songs.
Yeah.
I was ready to throw my computer across the room. I'm not even kidding you. I'm like, I sat through all of this to watch him for two. And that's not even my alt. He's not even in my bias group. And I was disappointed because he didn't do any of his new stuff.
No.
I was like, what the F is – he's the headliner and he does less songs than everyone else who I've never heard of?
Everyone else had like 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is great because it was enough that you got a feel of who they were, but not too much. Like by the time I was like, all right, I'm kind of over this, it was moving on. So it was like, okay, cool. So he – the problem is they really billed him as the headliner over Past Music Festival. They did so much promotion with him as like the headliner. I think a lot of people bought tickets because of that. No shade to anyone else, but he was the biggest name. He comes on, does two songs, and then the credits roll. And it's like, wait a minute.
Right?
Wait, what just happened? I honestly thought I like missed something. I was like,
I know, I was texting you. I was like,
yeah, we were like, wait a minute. What happened here? It just felt, it was a little bit of a letdown. I think he did he did one song from Delight, from his latest. He did Bungee and then he did UN Village. So it was like, okay, those are two good songs. And he sounded wonderful as he always does. But I agree. It was a little bit of a letdown.
Candy or Ghost?
Like five. I thought he would at least do five songs.
He's the freaking headliner. He went last.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really, again, this happens so much in the music industry. Just poor, poor, poor production. Like, come on. I saw a lot of people complaining on Instagram and Twitter. A lot of
about it. I was like, what the F?
Yeah, me too. A lot of people. I mean, it's bad business because it feels like they did a bait and switch. Like they used his name to get people to buy tickets and then we watch everyone else do four or five songs and he does two. It's just not a good look. And there was something before that said like he's a special guest of the main sponsor because it was Privé Alliance. Okay. So that means he only does two songs? Like that doesn't make sense. It was just poorly done. I think, again, I enjoyed watching it. I liked a lot of the other acts. I thought it was cool to be exposed to people I wasn't as familiar with. But that was kind of crappy. I definitely wanted to see him do more. It was like, all right. Yeah. Not best.
It was two songs he did, but he did such a great job. But I was definitely like,
What?
Me too.
Like, I went to a Maxwell concert a couple years ago, and I am such a huge Maxwell fan. I mean, big Maxwell fan. And I hadn't seen him in concert in a very long time, so I was uber excited. I bought really like fourth row seats.
I remember this because we saw him together years ago. Yeah. And I remember when you went to this one. Yep.
Yeah. I've seen him a few times now, and I was so excited. And he was, this was his concert, and he had an opener who was on for like, she was on for almost an hour. Mm-hmm. And she was fine, but I didn't care about seeing her. And he was on for, I'm not even kidding you, 50 minutes.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I paid a lot of money to see him perform.
Yeah, exactly.
For 50 minutes. I know, because exactly. I looked at my watch. I was like, wait, where's the rest of the show? I was very disappointed.
Horrible. No, that's horrible.
Away from how amazing the concert was. And I remember now is how disappointed I was that it was only 50 minutes.
That he didn't even do an hour and you paid all that money. Yeah. To me, that's just like lazy. That's an artist like kind of taking advantage of his fans. And that's the way you lose fans.
I still love him, but I was just like, what the F? Like, I was just very disappointed and I didn't understand. And then you go to like, you know, a BTS concert or a Super M concert or any K-pop concert, and they're on stage for
two and a half hours. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. They do two and a half hours.
You couldn't even give me an hour. I mean, that would have still been mad.
Hello, Prince used to do 3 hours. The Foo Fighters do 3 hours.
Yeah. Like,
people are paying a lot of money. This is your job. Put on a show. And that's why those groups have such a loyalty with their fans. Because when you go to the concert, you're like, wow, did I get my money's worth? That was amazing. Yeah. I mean, I won't get into it, but you know, there's a reason Maxwell's career hasn't been as big as it should have been.
Oh, I know.
With the songs he put out originally and the talent he had. There's a whole story over there with that dude. But anyways, we digress. Let's get back to the K-pop concerts.
Yeah, but anyway, I just wanted to share. That's how I felt. I felt when I watched that, I had a flashback.
PTSD to the Maxwell concert.
I wanted to throw my computer. I was like, what the F are you doing here? What?
Yeah. Yeah, that was very disappointing. So Overpass kind of started. That was Saturday for us, Saturday morning into the afternoon. It was 3 hours. So it was a pretty long time and disappointing. And then we moved into nighttime, and it was Wonho's first solo concert, which y'all know how we feel about him. We're massive Monsta X fans, massive Wonho fans. So I was very excited for that as well. Ugh. Okay, let's break it down.
Or a talk show?
Yes.
Just going to be honest. Because
yes, a concert or a talk
show. Has a lot of music. This was a talk show with him. Which I love him. I want to hear him, you know, learn about him and have him interviewed, but not in a concert setting. It was
built
as a concert. This was someone interviewing him for 80% of the time.
I agree. We didn't get a lot of music. I mean, within the first, hour and 15 minutes, there were two songs.
Two songs. That's it.
And the rest is him talking. I also want to just say this because I think K-pop, they've really pioneered online concerts during COVID. We've seen good ones. We've seen some not so good ones. My biggest pet peeve and what I'm getting really tired of is the fan interaction. I don't need to see girls on the screen asking what it was like to write this song, asking what they're doing in their downtime during COVID. The canned questions and the canned answers are such a waste of time when they could be doing a song. Like, I'm not here for that. If I wanted to see that, I'd watch them talk to fans. I'd watch a special called I Talk to My Fans. Like,
I know.
Seriously, like, I don't want to watch that. And like, I know for the fans that get to interact with them, that's amazing. That's probably the highlight of your life. And of course, that's exciting. I'm not throwing any shade to them at all. I just think as a consumer, it gets boring. It gets
tired. I don't
want to
watch it. I just don't. I know you want to rewatch it 50 times, but
I don't
want to watch it. No, I'll watch my own 1,000,000,000 times forever.
Girl,
obviously,
even if I don't even look at pictures from meet and greets I've gone to. Like, I do not care. Yeah. I am there for the music. I am here for the music. I don't want to watch this anymore. And all of these groups tend to follow this formula when they're doing this of fan interaction and fan interaction. You're already doing fan calls. Most of these groups are doing fan calls 24/7. I don't leave it there and just put on a concert because I, even though I was upset with Bacon only getting two songs, I enjoyed Overpass a million times more because it was music and I'm such a fan of music. I don't, why would I pay to watch a talk show? I don't need to pay for this. And like Wanho's was a lot more expensive than Overpass. And it felt like, once again, he's a brand new solo artist. He put out a mini album. He doesn't have that much material to work with. They were very smart in the covers that he chose. But even then, that's not a lot. Yeah. So make it shorter. Give us an hour of him doing seven songs. Yeah. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do.
The whole album and doing some covers. There you go. An hour and 20. That's a concert. That's
all you have to do. Like, yeah. It would have been so much better. I was, honestly, I was really disappointed. And especially because it was the same production company that did the Monsta X concert, which I thought they navigated really well. I was expecting something similar. And you're right, we got a talk show. And a lot of the questions were softball questions. You know, all of these same questions we hear over and over and over again. If someone's paying to watch this, chances are they've already watched a lot of your interviews and a lot of the press.
They know the answers to all of these questions.
Yes. So I just think, no shade to Wanho. This is the way these things are going and the way these online concerts have gone recently. But from a super fan's perspective, we're kind of getting tired of it. We want more music, less talking. So give us a concert. I don't want these weird, like, at home getting to know you specials. Just film whatever you would have done on stage when we bought tickets for your concert and let us see that.
Like on stage, but it's like segue talk. You know,
exactly.
It's funny. It's like, just like it's a normal kind of banter. It's not, let's sit down and have an interview with chairs on a stage.
Yes. And now let's look at 50 million people on a Zoom call and pick ones out that are going to ask the same question we've heard 50 times. Yeah. No, that's not how concerts work. They don't bring us up on stage so I can ask, what have you been doing during quarantine? No.
Yeah.
No one cares. We're here for a concert. So,
I mean, even Monsta X had that segment where they talked about what they were doing.
Theirs felt a little faster. It felt more conversational.
Yeah.
And they gave us a real concert. They gave us much more material.
So there's a way to do it.
There's a way to do it. But again, you don't have to do that. I don't need you to sit down for a half hour talking about quarantine. This is my escape from quarantine. Like, right? If I want to know what you've been doing during quarantine, I already know. I follow you all on Twitter. I know what you're up to. I know what you do every day. Like, we're fans and K-pop groups are so interactive. You don't have to tell us. We already know. So like, let's just get on with the music and the performance. And then I can spend the rest of my days reading all about what you're doing, what you had for breakfast, how your cat's doing. Like, seriously, am I wrong? Like, we already know. And I'm grateful for that. I'm so grateful that they're so interactive with us, but we don't need it during a concert special. So I think Wanho's team missed the mark on this. I'll say performance-wise, I thought he did well. I think there's something that's sticking out to me more and more with Wanho. These are two things. This is very much my opinion. People, please don't get mad at me. Okay. Number one, he looks like a bodybuilder. And we all talk about his body 24/7. It's insane. There's no complaints there. He's insanely attractive and obviously his body is amazing. But there's something that's lost in movement and dance. When you have muscles like that, it kind of restricts your movement and how your lines look. And I've noticed that more and more with his choreography. His choreography is really cool and he's a great dancer, but I think it limits the visuals of it, if you know what I'm talking about. And this is just something that I've seen before and I've heard movement and dance people kind of speak about it and I can really see it now watching him. Yeah, there's something that's limiting it a little bit. So I understand that that's like who he is as a person and it's amazing. I'm not throwing any shade at him. He looks amazing. But I think it limits some of the body movement.
Yeah.
And this kind of goes into my next thing. I like when he does up-tempo stuff. He's really charismatic. Performer, Open Mind, we reviewed it on the podcast. So it's a wonderful song. But I think the sweet spot for him, where I really enjoy him the most and see who he is and who he could be as an artist, isn't there. It's when he does stripped down kind of emotional stuff. You know, Losing You to me was a lot stronger than Open Mind. because other K-pop guys could do Open Mind. Yeah. Other K-pop guys couldn't do Losing You like that. So the vocals, the clarity in his voice, and then the emotional, like, he has that vulnerability and that emotional capacity that true artists have. So my advice to Wonho and his team is take advantage of that. And you know what? They did in the special, where the special really started kind of going for me. And I was like, okay, yes, is when he did the Billie Eilish cover of I Love You. Ooh. Ooh.
So good.
That's his sweet spot. Let him sing on a mic. And give him those moments, those extra moments where he takes a breath, those extra moments. He's so vulnerable and connected and genuine. Give him those songs. Because like I said, like a lot of K-pop guys could do a song like Open Mind. None of them can do Losing You. None of them can do this Billie Eilish song like he does. His phrasing and the way that he emotionally connects and performs it so honestly and like open for everyone. There's just something that is special. And we talked about Losing You. We've talked a lot about Wonho, but this concert made it really clear for me. This works. This is just good. This is great. Mm-hmm. You know, like, am I off the mark on that? Or
no, I totally agree. He definitely has a very strong vocal ability that not many artists in general have, not just K-pop.
Yeah.
And he just is a beautiful singer.
Beautiful. And so, again, just so connected. There's something with him that cuts through, and it feels very personal and very intimate when he's performing. Yeah. That's hard. That's not a skill or a talent that everyone has. It's a natural thing.
It's hard when you don't speak the language.
Yes. Yes.
To sing it as if English is your first language.
And he nails that. Mm-hmm. Nails that. And the Justin Bieber cover I thought was great. It was so fun.
Yeah.
He did it. What is that song called? Intentions.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song. And I thought he killed it. It was effortless for him. I mean, he really sounded perfect. It was great vocal, great choreography. I wasn't crazy about that outfit. I just wanted to tear off that extra jacket sleeves thing. Wonho takes risks in general, and I'd much rather an artist that does that than plays it safe. So he does that in fashion too. Sometimes it's a hit or a miss, but by far my favorite was the I Love You cover. Let's play it. Let's play a clip from that. Obviously, this isn't on an album, but this is from the live performance, so you can hear what we're talking about.
Baby, won't you take it back? So you were trying to make me laugh, and I had to mess to change it. You didn't mean to say I love you. I love you. And I don't want to.
So pretty.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And it's that song is haunting and beautiful. It's a really great song. Obviously, she won Grammys for everything. Mm-hmm. She won all the Grammys for that album.
Right.
Well deserved. A lot of good songs. But it's so, there's something special about something like kind of that slow and simple that causes you to lean in and really listen. Mm-hmm. It's just beautiful. So Wonho, we love you. The whole concert didn't work, but there were definitely some peaks and some great moments. And in my humble opinion, do more of this stuff. Do more of that, because I think that's your sweet spot and that's a talent not everyone has. But Wonho's killing it. He's already preparing for his next comeback. These guys don't take a break. You all know that. There's no breaks. There's no vacations in K-pop. They're either preparing, recording, releasing, promoting, and then they're back to it.
Like, it's the camera.
Yeah, there's no vacation. It's work. So he's coming out with new stuff, which I'm excited about. I'm kind of excited to see where he goes because he's given us a lot of different things. So we'll see where he goes and what his direction is. Again, big fan. I just, like Charity said, I didn't really want a talk show. The concept didn't work that well, but congratulations to him. You got the first one out of the way.
Yeah,
from a group and being a solo act, that's difficult. Your first concert, your first really album. Big.
You have to carry it all by yourself now.
Exactly. And he did really well doing that. Yeah. He's ripped the Band-Aid off and now it's time to kind of soar and fly. So we will be anxiously waiting what's next. But let's move on. The next concert. There were so many concerts. Yeah, I believe this was the next one. It was right before. But
yeah, it was.
Lot Duty Free. I had trouble watching this one. It wouldn't let me register. I don't know if anyone else had issues, but like...
How many people had issues? If you go on Twitter, okay. But full of people not they getting the confirmation.
Yes,
that
they made I didn't. Account,
not getting the confirmation to watch it. Not, like that happened to so many people.
I didn't get the confirmation and I kept like logging on. I was like, let me try again. So I didn't get to watch this live because the website didn't work for me. I guess I'm not the only one, but luckily...
So many people.
There were angels on Twitter that posted it and I watched it that morning. I watched the whole thing.
I couldn't get in either.
Yeah. It's so frustrating. I was like, okay, well, that stinks. But we both found a way to watch it. So what were your impressions with this concert? This was a lot of the, it was like kind of the big hit artists. So you have Tomorrow Together, BTS, G-Idol, right? Wait, was it, I'm not G-Idol, G-Friend, sorry.
G-Friend.
G-Friend.
TXT. Well, I still don't know if it's TXT, T-by-T, who knows, whatever.
Tomorrow Together. Yeah, we always say TXT. So if we have that wrong, that's what we've said from before they debuted.
Right? That's what it looked like to me. Right? anyways, it's cool to see where they, because we started watching them before they even debuted. We, were there from the beginning. So that's kind of been really cool to watch them evolve.
Oh my goodness, I like what they're evolving into. I think the thing that stood out to me when I was watching this, we talked about Puma, one of our first episodes, how impressed we were, how grown they were and their whole concept. And when I was watching them, their vocals stood out to me. They can really perform live. And I'm not surprised. Like it's BTS's label. So they're going to have that breath control and the energy and the stamina to do it. But boy, did they sound good during this. They really served some vocals that I was like, oof. Obviously, Puma works really well. Can't You See Me? I love that song. And it really works on stage. I think they're staging their choreography. They're coming into their own. And I can't wait for their comeback. We've got a comeback coming soon with these guys. So they were great. What about BTS? What'd you think of what they did?
Obviously. I mean, they are such veterans at this point.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Anytime they do a performance, I love it. Like, I'm never like, oh, I don't like that. I love it always.
they know what they're doing. Yeah.
They're such professionals.
Well, and I like Black Swan. I think Black Swan's always that song for me. The performance of that, the choreography, I feel like Black Swan deserved more. It's a great song. It's fantastic. So... I loved that they did that. I'm always happy to see that. Yeah, they just seemed like they were really kind of carefree and having fun and like veterans for sure. They're the vets in the industry in a lot of ways compared to the younger groups, obviously. It was good. And I liked the pacing of this concert. I liked how fast it moved. This felt like a real concert special. There wasn't tons of talking and interacting and all of the things that have been driving me nuts that I just complained about for an hour. I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought it was what I was expecting. Yeah, it was good. Good job to all those dudes. But I think for me, the concert of the weekend is the last one we're going to talk about. And I have a feeling you'll agree with me on that because it's three of our favorite groups. SBS, super on-tact concert. Amazing. And they're doing 4 weekends in a row of this show with 3 different acts each weekend. The opening weekend was so stacked. ITZY, Stray Kids, and Monsta X.
My gosh.
Like, How cool was this?
Oh my gosh. Please.
Can we just talk about, before we get before we get into it, we have to talk about the beginning. I loved how they showed all three groups a lot of up close face shots on all the members. You got some great shots. And they kind of just showed them talking about things and the emotions of, you know, coronavirus and not touring and all of kind of the stuff we've heard. But the way they shot it was really, really nice. And then I absolutely loved, and not because he's my bias in Monsta X, but I do think he's a good DJ. DJ H1 hung on for Monsta X, the one we call Supermodel for obvious reasons. The picture on our podcast, the picture for our brand is him. I loved seeing him DJ. It's such a different feel and vibe from when he's in Monsta X. So there's something really cool and confident watching him do that. And then Jihoney comes out and goes in. I mean, bam, bam, bam. That is aggressive. Like, we've talked about it privately before, maybe even on the pod, but Monsta X has two of the best rappers in the game, and they're very aggressive. They're different, different styles, but they can spit. And Jihoney is amazing. I think he's a really great rapper, and he came out like guns blazing. Literally, the song's called Bam Bam Bam, and it was so fire. And I thought it was really, really cool that they showed the other groups kind of in their dressing rooms dancing and watching.
Yeah, really
cute. Great idea. You don't see enough of that, like, support. I love seeing groups support each other.
Yeah.
So I thought, what a great way to start this. Wow, this might actually be really well done. And then our girls ITZY came out. So much fun. So much fun. They're really, really cute.
Rujin looked exceptionally beautiful. I'm just going to say, I loved her outfit and her little silver hot pants. Serving the looks. Thank you, Rujin.
Rujin's wearing biker shorts the rest of her life. I guess that's... Rujin and Charity are conspiring behind my back to be like, biker shorts are the look. Learn about it, Emily. But no, she looked great. I loved their outfits. And I think they really do have a stage presence. Yeah. I love Wannabe so much because that shoulder dance, that choreography is like my favorite thing.
Me too.
Every time I see that, I'm like so happy. ITZY is wonderful. They killed it. They were very sweet when they were talking. I thought they came off really well in every aspect. They did a great, great job. And then, so we watch ITZY. They kill it. I'm excited for that. Stray Kids come out. Like,
oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. I was like, I'm going to see Changbin and then I'm going to see Shownu. What am I going to do? Like, I can't even, my poor heart can't handle all this happiness.
Charity's heart exploded, everyone. We're talking to her ghost. It was too much for her on Sunday morning. She was like, oh, time to go. Right. What did you think of their performance, though? We know how much you love them.
Yeah, I know. It's hard for me to separate my love for being critical. I know. I thought it was amazing. Like, I can't be critical of them because they are perfection. I mean, they really are. They are one of the groups that don't really, knock on wood, have any kind of misses so far. They get it.
I agree. No, I agree. Get it. I completely agree. And they bring so much to their performance.
Yeah.
And they always pick a smart playlist. So you see, they do the older songs like Mira and Double Knot. Love Double Knot. Love that circular choreography thing. It's really cool. And then they like Easy. I've talked about Easy quite a bit. That was one of my favorite songs on Go Live. I like the choreography. I think it's really like them in their element, showing that they're these like cool guys, and they're, you know, they make it look easy. They're doing the best in the game and they make it look easy. It's a real, like, there's a lot of swag in that song. There's a lot of, I love that song. I love watching that. Those performances are always fun. And I can watch them do Backdoor every single day. I feel like I have because they've been promoting it so heavily and they're performing on every show. Yeah. But they just bring, I love watching them smile and have fun while they're performing.
I love that choreography.
So do I. The choreography is so good for that song. And there's so many, just like their songs and their albums, there's so many elements in their choreography. It'll go from a slow groove to fast hand movements to, like, it's so different and unique. Yeah, no, Stray Kids killed it. Great set list. Thank you guys for that. And then Monsta X comes on. And Monsta X, when they perform and when they come on, they just reminded me, like, ooh, the men are here.
The men like, are here.
The like men are here. You know, they're a little bit older and they're pros. They're
legit pros.
Legit like, pros. I thought they were really, really, they're great. We talked about their live concert. They bring, I think performing live is one of their strong points.
Yeah.
Compared to some other groups, they really, and they found that groove being a 6-member group now. They're doing a great job. But the beginning, I have to say, I thought the set in general was stunning. The stage with all the special effects around it, mm-hmm. it's so cool. Like, it's oh my really goodness. Cool. I loved it for every group, whoever's behind the production of this. Wow. Really, really cool. Visually, it was the most stunning of all the concerts this weekend, and maybe all the concerts we've seen. This was a really cool stage. But Monsta X opened with Fantasia, and like there were fireballs coming down the whole time. It was like, I guess it was an apocalypse, and it was just burning fire around them.
Remember in the video?
No, I do not remember that.
Yeah, the video, they were dancing on water and there was fire above their head, wasn't it?
No.
Weren't they? Was that another video?
No, that was not. No, that was definitely not the Fantasia video. The Fantasia video is the one.
I know, but I thought there was a part. No. I wanted Shonu was covered in water at one point, but I thought there was like fire above their head. Is that a different
one? Yeah. You're thinking of like a tease where they're like,
oh,
that's Inception. You're thinking of Inception. No, Fantasia is supposed to be. No, Fantasy is supposed to be like a fantasy. That's the one where like Honey wears the weird like cowboy outfit.
My hat and the hands are grabbing. Yeah.
Yes.
I have all these videos swirling in my head.
Well, those are powerful images, but it made no sense to me why this song that's supposed to be like, let me be your fantasy was set in a freaking apocalypse. The stage set was a city on fire and all the special effects were fireballs being dropped on them. I was getting a little traumatized. I was getting traumatized. I was like, this is not my fantasy. This is like too close to reality right now for a lot of people, dude. Like you guys need to peel this back. So that's my only criticism.
Well, my fantasy was Shonu walking out with his arms exposed and that longer hair. That was my fantasy, if I'm just being honest.
Look, I will be honest. And obviously, like, he's not even close to any of my bias lists. When they showed him, I went, I gasped.
Imagine me, Emily.
Duh. I texted you. I was like, well.
Well, you said this is a ghost right now because I died.
Yeah, it was a lot. He really came for you in this performance.
Hardcore. Look,
wow. He looked amazing. I thought they all looked really good. I liked their outfits. I liked
the denim.
Yeah, I agree. That's a really tough look.
Call it the Canadian tuxedo.
Shout out to our Canada friends. Shout out to everybody in Canada listening. Yeah, I thought that they looked great. They sounded great. My only complaint was that opening stage was bizarre. It was a little bit too much. Too many fireballs being thrown at me. Otherwise, I loved it. I always enjoy when they do Monster Truck. It's such a vibe, such a groove.
So good. Oh my gosh. Like, it's so fun. I love that song. And I know I say so fun a lot, but it is.
No, but it is. That's kind of a cheeky, fun song. And it has a really nice beat. I like the choreography. Dramarama is one of my favorite Monster X songs. I'm always happy when they throw it in.
Love.
I thought that they were great. And the whole show was fantastic. So like the producers of that show, the directors of that show, it was great. The only little miss for me was the setting of Monsta X's opening song. Otherwise, no, seriously, like anyone that watched it, you know what I'm talking about. It was scary. I was like, what is this? I thought this was supposed to be my fave.
I mixed them up with a tease.
Yeah, that was a tease Inception because they're caught in that in the middle world of the storyline. No, this was just
brain fail.
And look, I'm going to be real. Maybe that is someone's fantasy. I don't know. I don't want to throw shade at you if that's your fantasy. Y'all know I'm dark. I like dark, depressing stuff, but that was too much for me. I don't want to be in a city burning down with fireballs being thrown at my head the whole time. It just, That gave me like a little bit of anxiety, I'm not gonna lie. So anyways, a weekend full of concerts. Grateful for all the content though. It gives you something to look forward to. And we had a lot to take in this weekend. There were some hits and misses for sure. But the last one for me knocked it out of the park. Three of my favorite groups and they all killed it. So that was my favorite. But each one brought something different to the table. And next week, SBS Super Concert 17, IZONE and TXT Tomorrow Together. So they've got another loaded group. So we'll be watching it. That's not next week. That's actually this weekend. Wow. It comes around fast. More concerts this weekend. So right. check that out. I don't know. These concerts are another way for us to all kind of be connected because we're watching the same thing. And that always feels good. So fun times with K-pop concerts, but we're running out of time, so we have to move along. Really quickly, Super Junior, DNA, we reviewed their mini album. What was that, a few weeks back?
Yeah, it was almost like a
month. Time is flying. Can't even keep track. But we reviewed their mini album, and they released another song and music video called No Love. Big budget. These boys.
Big budget.
Clearly, they have a lot of money.
The music videos are always larger than life. Want to give a big shout out to our friend Danny. We know you love these guys and we appreciate you sharing their content with us.
Yeah.
The music video was fun. I loved the blue sparkly jacket on My Bias. I thought that was, sorry, I'm just going to point out, I loved it. The looks, they're serving so many different looks in this video. But my favorite was at the end, like the Clark Kent businessman look with the glasses and the three-piece suits. So, so cute. So fun. The tiger eyes, like, ooh, what's happening here? There's right? a lot of tiger, panther, puma, cat references in K-pop. So that's kind of fun. Cars. Oh, there were monster trucks in this video.
Yeah, they were in a truck when the video started. Yeah.
There was a lot going on, but I love that their videos are big budget, tons of costume changes, choreography, and a storyline. Like, they really do put a lot into what they do. So whether you're a fan or not, or you're familiar or not, it's really enjoyable to watch. I said it last time when we talked about them, and I'll say it again. It just makes me smile when I watch it. It's just fun. We're using that word a lot, but it is. So check out Super Junior D&E, No Love, if you haven't already seen it. And I think now it's time to move on to Wavy, another one of our favorite groups that we've been talking about a lot because they have an amazing reality show on right now called Wavision. It's free to watch. So go to YouTube, type in Wavision, and you can check out these episodes, English subtitles. So you can get to know the guys in Wavy and catch up on what we've been talking about the past couple weeks. Action-packed episodes 3 and 4. What were your thoughts?
I love how they tease each other so much. And I know that I said that last week, but their banter with one another is so funny. And I like that they're so adventurous.
Yeah, no, they're fun. They're just like a fun, I mean.
Was it Kuhn that picked the zip lining and then Yang picked the whitewater rafting?
It's just fun. The whole time I was watching it, I'm like, I'd be so tired if I did all of that in a day. Because they also did the slingshot thing, scary slingshot thing.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
My goodness.
Wavy, to me, they're just the wild boys of K-pop. They are wild. They're so fun, wonderful personalities. They mesh really well. They're definitely dudes in their 20s having fun together. I laugh every time I watch it. I thought the zip lining and the whitewater rafting was really fun.
Yeah.
Out of the two, which one would you do? If you could only pick zip lining or rafting, which one would you pick?
Zip lining. I have this weird water phobia. I know how to swim, but I just don't like being thrown into the water unprepared like that. I think that would I don't know if I would do white. There's a lot of stuff I would do, but I don't know if I would do whitewater rafting. I have this weird phobia with boats and water. And yeah, if I can jump in on my own terms, I like it. But if I fall in, it freaks me out.
Interesting. I would pick rafting for sure.
I've done ziplining. It's really fun.
I've done whitewater rafting, and I think ziplining to me seems kind of boring because you're just like, okay, I'm strapped in, let's go. Like, there's something fun about it. You're flying, but like, I like.
It's really fun. You're like flying over the. But I like the treetops.
Unpredictable nature of rafting. Yeah, like exactly. Exactly. Right. Exactly. You're like, I want to be strapped in.
Predictable and strapped in. Obviously, and I like, that's what
dangerous,
I'm
unpredictable. Yep.
I could
exactly,
ground.
Exactly. Something bad could happen. My adrenaline is already going thinking about it, and I want to do it. Like, I'm so in.
Oh my God.
Yeah, let's post a poll. We're going to post a poll about this. Would you go ziplining or whitewater rafting? Let us know. Charity's team zipline, Emily's whitewater rafting. They're both fun. Like, I would do both of them. I'm not going to say no to ziplining. But I just feel like ziplining can get a little boring after a while because you're just like, okay, I'm flying. But, like, there's no, like, it doesn't feel like anything can really happen. Like, maybe you could.
It could break and you could fall.
I don't know. I think if I want to do heights, I'd rather, like. Skydive or bungee jump if I'm going to do the heights like that. Like the freedom of like, you know what, like that slingshot thing, like that looks really scary and fun. I do that over ziplining. But I mean, again, I wouldn't say no. I'll totally, like ziplining is fun. I'll totally go. But if I had to choose between the two, I want to go rafting. I also want to go rafting because if it's like really hot, I don't want to be standing with all that ziplining equipment. I'm going to be hot. It's going to be miserable.
Yeah.
See, when you're really rafting, it's like the water splashes up on you. You get cooled down. I don't know. It just seems like.
Just fall and drown. I don't know.
Well, Win-Win can't even swim. And he jumped in there and trusted his members. And I thought that was so cute. How they did that little like got in a circle and they were all kind of floating on their backs with their feet touching. Like they all supported him without making him feel bad or calling to attention that there was an issue with him not being able to swim. Oh, that was really cool. Win-Win continues to be my bias. I announced last week that my bias has changed. I love Win-Win. These NCT 2020 pictures. Oof. I cannot.
Right?
This is going to kill me for real. I don't know, guys. Like, there's too much.
I'll be with you.
There's just too much. I feel like every single day, I can't get a break on like Instagram. They're posting a million pictures of all of them. And
Well, we'll be hanging on the ghost land together. Don't you worry.
We're doing our podcast from Ghost Town. It's very timely for October because like there's just too much. This NCT stuff. There's just too much. You guys are really. I don't want to complain because you should never complain about too much content. But ooh, this is a lot. Releasing all these pictures. Stop releasing the names of all the tracks and what the songs are about and who's on them. I can't keep up. Anyways, for those of you that don't know, Wavy is part of the NCT universe. They're part of NCT 2020. NCT 2020's first album is coming out very soon. Then they're going to release another one. There's just so much with them. 23 members. It's a lot in the best possible way. So excited about that. We'll talk about that for sure once all of that stuff comes out. Yeah, Wavision. Really fun. Looking forward to the next couple episodes. It's a light, fun reality show. And I think that's the perfect way to switch into the next reality show, which is kind of the opposite. Not that it's not fun, but it's much more just calm.
Calm. Relax.
Yes. We're talking about BTS In the Soup. We're 7 episodes in now. Oh my goodness.
I think there's only like one or two more, right? Because and the episode that I saw today, they were talking about that they only have like one more
I think
night,
next week it's an 8-part like series. So we're getting to the end of In the Soup. A lot has happened. I feel like these episodes are either jam-packed. Last week, the drama of friendships changing, the Taeyang and Jungkook conversation that we kind of really dived into. That was a loaded episode. And then this week, it was back to just like, la, 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 la. Let's make some chicken and hang out.
That's right. Let's eat and relax and then eat again and talk about
what's
we're going to make.
What's for dinner? What's for breakfast? What should I make for lunch? I kind of love it because I do feel like that's the mundane stuff that fulfills so much of your mind, like on a daily basis. You have to think about what am I going to eat for lunch? What am I going to make for dinner? What am I going to – that's real life, people. Even for mega stars like BTS, yeah, this episode was cute. There was some nice interaction between Jungkook and Tae, which I like to, which is, I think, nice for all of us to see after that conversation.
I love that they made hangover ramen because they all drank so much the night before.
Love it. I've never had hungover ramen before. So maybe I'll try it next time. I don't know. I'm worried it can make me nauseous, but I'm more of like a, I don't know, I love toast. Ramen. Give me some French fries.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. Yeah. Well, it depends. But mostly I like don't eat or then I have some crackers.
Food.
Or, well, you know, we also love to go to have a good brunch after a nice hangover night. We also love hair of the dog.
Just keep it going. It's either all or nothing. I'm either going to lay on my couch and eat toast all day, or I'm already drinking again. And let's just keep it going. It's one or the other. Exactly. I haven't done a big meal of ramen before. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. We'll try that next time. We'll let you guys know how it goes. BTS has so much going on this week. We have to keep moving. There wasn't a lot of like major action in the soup, but another kind of fun episode of watching the guys relax and enjoy each other's company, which is always nice because we were talking about there's no days off in K-pop. So it's nice to see our guys relax. Variety magazine has a massive feature on BTS this week, and the photos are absolutely gorgeous. I love this photo shoot. I love it so much. Charity, what do you think?
I loved Suga's. I wasn't a fan of Namjoon's glasses, but, you know, I still love him always. But Suga looked so good. Hobie, oh my goodness. Yeah. Hobie. Jin, I mean, I can keep going. Like, they were epic. It was so funny that JK's was like such a zoomed-in version of his face.
Yeah, I think I love that we got so much forehead. I love the clean-cut hair on him.
Yeah.
He looks like a different person. He looks so good. Tae, we finally know where that one selfie that he posted is from with that silver and black. He looks wonderful. It's a great photo shoot. So thank you, Variety, for making them look good. I love a handsome guy in a suit. So that was awesome. Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon week is here. We are in the middle of it. So by the time you listen to this, there will have been at least three performances. The Wednesday night performance hasn't happened for us yet. It will be happening very soon, as soon as we get off air. So we can't talk about that, but we can talk about Idol. They performed that on Monday night. And Home.
Mm-hmm.
I love they performed two songs that are older. I think they're being really smart. They did Dynamite on Monday night as well, but they're being really smart performing a variation of songs because a lot of people watching may not be familiar with them. So instead of just doing the most recent stuff, give them a taste of who you are. So Idol was, the setting was gorgeous. I loved the costumes and the setting. I thought it was fantastic. People are losing their minds over Jungkook's man bun and curly hair, giving me major Woo-young from Ateez vibes.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that. No, I mean, sorry, it's JK.
Woo-young's my bias in Ateez, and I love him, but I agree. It's not my...
I love when Woo-young does it, but I don't like it on JK. It's just not my favorite on him. I like the more... the forehead, the shorter hair.
No, I agree. I'm not disagreeing.
Look for JK.
Twitter lost their mind over it.
Well, Twitter needs to calm down.
Charity is not here for it, guys. If you don't know where she stands, she's really not here for it. Just being honest, that is not her vibe. But I thought the performance was wonderful. The performance on Tuesday night, they did something totally different. A very kind of intimate, cool, it looked like a music video for Home, which we rarely get to see performed.
I loved it.
Loved it. I thought it was really cute. It was just cute. It was just well done. The blue color really worked. It was cute. In pajamas, relaxing at home. I will say they gave me major Stray Kids and God's Menu vibes in the kitchen. It was very similar. But yeah, I thought it was good. Excited to see what they do the rest of the week. Happy that Jimmy Fallon's giving them this opportunity. John Cena had a lot of nice things to say about them last night, which Army, we love. Like, John Cena's just the best. Army loves him so much. He's been a huge supporter of them for a long time. I wish that this was a live show so they got to interact, but COVID has taken a lot away from us, and it took that too. It's lots of BTS news to get through, so I know we're going fast, but there's a lot going on this week. BTS reclaimed the top spot on Billboard 100. So we're back at number one, Dynamite. Huge deal. Woo-hoo. I thought once they fell off, like to fall off and get back to number one, that's massive. That's really hard. Huge. And it doesn't happen a lot. Yeah. So, wow, BTS is killing it. Like, this is just such a huge time for them, and really proud, really excited. So everyone, you know, keep supporting Dynamite, buy it, stream it. It's a big deal for K-pop artists when one of them hits number one in the United States. So keep supporting. More exciting BTS news. They announced their new album. It was rumored the comeback was going to be in October. It is not. It's going to be in November. So the comeback is November 20th. B is the title. B-E. Black and white imagery. It looked very sleek and cool. I think Tae is the visual manager for this album. This is a big deal. I think this is going to be the album where they produce it and they write it and they do the whole thing. If that's the case, like they talked about doing in the footage we've seen from earlier this summer, that's a big deal. And that'll be really exciting to see what they come up with.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited for it. I think it's a, I wish it was coming out sooner, but at the same time, we have so many comebacks in October.
I know. Me I'm too. Kind of like relieved a little bit.
Me too. And this gives us something to like look forward to around the holidays. It's going to come out right before Thanksgiving. Really exciting. So that's cool news. Their online concert, October 10th and 11th. Unfortunately, it's going to be completely online. They were hoping they could do an in-person concert in Korea, but they announced this week that it will be all virtual. But both nights are going to have different set lists. And hopefully these are going to be more like real concerts, not kind of these specials, talking to fans, all the stuff that we've been getting tired of. I think these are going to be concerts. So tickets are on sale. And that's coming up. That'll be like next weekend. So huge deal. More BTS news. They're doing a Savage Love remix, the Jason Derulo song. That's coming out on Friday. So when most of you are listening to this, that will already be out. I'm not psyched about this. I'm just going to be honest. Like,
no. Yeah, I really can't with the people that they picked for collaborations. I don't understand. You know who's doing collaborations well?
Yeah.
Blackpink.
No, they are. They really are. Blackpink gets the biggest names in music. Because they are one of the biggest groups. BTS
yeah. is bigger.
Yeah.
Jason Derulo? Really?
TikTok song. Guy? Jason Derulo is a clown, first of all. I'm just going to be honest. This dude's a clown. If you guys don't know things about him, trust me. This guy's a clown. I don't have a high opinion of him as an artist or a person. He's kind of a washed up, pop star who found fame again doing TikToks. Has a song that's very popular on TikTok, so it's charted for him and it's done very well. Okay, why would BTS collaborate with that? Like, I'm sorry, this is...
Where's Drake Malone? Where's Drake? You're BTS. I'm sorry, I'm getting mad. Every time I hear about a collab and I'm like, Blackpink, let's see. Lady Gaga, yes. Cardi B.
Selena Gomez, yep.
Dua Lipa. Huge. They had Halsey.
Yeah. Fine. That is the only collab that they got someone who was a big name who's in their prime was Halsey, for sure.
Everyone else was
Or just not there. Like, they pick D-listers or they pick someone that was A-list 10 years ago. This Sia on was horrible. Like, that was a bad choice and it didn't add anything.
Just being honest, I'm really, I don't know who is deciding this, but they need to get with the program because Blackpink is killing it with the collabs. They're very smart. You have to be very smart with the collabs. If you want a certain thing, you need to be very, very calculated
I feel like it's hard to compare, and I know there's a lot of fan wars, so we're not trying to do this, guys, but like Blackpink's playing it right for the Western market. They have a Netflix documentary coming out. Everyone I know watches everything on Netflix. We all consume a lot of pop culture stuff. So I know friends who don't even like K-pop are going to be watching that.
Yeah, because it's going to show it's trending and they're going to be like, meanwhile, oh,
BTS is releasing theirs in movie theaters during a pandemic where half of us can't go if we wanted to because our movie theaters still aren't open and other people aren't comfortable. I mean, we ran a poll. Only 20% of our listeners said that they would be going to the theater to see it or they would choose to see it if they could.
Yeah. It's disappointing that there's a disconnect with their people.
Yeah, there's definitely a disconnect. I'm not a huge fan of collaborations, period. I really don't like it. That's my biggest pet peeve with hip hop albums. I hate seeing featuring on every single song. But if you're going to do it, make it be purposeful. And it needs to be somebody on your level. Jason Derulo is not on BTS's level. And them doing a Savage Love remix, when I saw that, I was just like, I'm not going to pay attention to it. Keep streaming Dynamite. I'm going to keep putting my BTS attention elsewhere. That's not a song that I'm going to purchase or support. It's a bad choice.
And sorry, guys, if you love him, you know what? Have at it. Everyone's entitled to their choices and their likes and dislikes. We're just being very honest.
Everyone knows him as a clown. Like, Jason Derulo is not a respected artist in music.
He's a TikTok star now, and that's fine. But BTS, you're not TikTok level. You're world renowned, huge superstars. Jason Derulo, I know him because I've seen
the
TikToks.
He had good songs 10 years ago. He had a couple radio hits that were good.
I didn't even remember him.
And he's had some personal stuff that wasn't great. There's just a lot with him. He's just not the best dude. So very disappointing. Again, maybe it'll be great. Maybe they'll do a cool verse on it. Who knows? I'm not going to get too invested in that. Yeah, step it up, BTS. We're disappointed. But in better news, a tease announced they're doing an online concert on October 24th. So cool. We love a tease. One of my contenders for album of the year, October 24th, mark it on calendars. We're watching an Ateez concert. It's going to be dope. We have a lot of comebacks this month. Very, very announced their comeback is October 13th. So add another one to the list. KCON can't happen in person, but they've been announcing a lot of performers for KCONtact. That's going to be a 10-day extravaganza. I believe that starts October 16th. And one of the biggest album releases of the year is in a couple days. When you all are listening to this, the album will already be out. We're talking about Blackpink. It's their first full-length album. I'm still a little with the number of songs. Super M just gave us 15. They're giving us 8. That still feels like a mini album to me. I want at least 10 songs in a full album, but I'm really excited to hear what they're doing. I think the imagery around it is gorgeous. I like the vibe. I like the concept. So this is a big one. This is definitely one of my most anticipated. Haven't been crazy about their latest release. Y'all know our opinions on Ice Cream. Wasn't our favorite. So next week we will have a full review of the Blackpink comeback. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm hoping it's going to be like Super M, where I wasn't so psyched about the last thing they did right before the album, and then the album just blew me away. We'll see.
Yeah.
We shall see. A lot of stuff going on in K-pop. There always is. If you would like us to talk about any of your favorite groups, if there's a comeback coming up that you're dying to hear us review, or maybe something we missed, let us know. NYC K-pop Queens, Twitter and Instagram. Before we go this week, we have to do our song of the week. Charity, what song are you vibing with? What song are you recommending to our community?
Well, even before the Lucas K-drama gift, Replay is one of my favorite songs.
You could have started that. You could have started really that K-drama with them. There you go.
I really could have. I love Replay so much. I love Shiny. I love Taemin. But I really have been going crazy with Replay because it's usually heavily rotated in my playlist. And I will repeat that quite a bit. So I'm going with that this week. And then when I saw it in the K-drama thing, I was like, well, that's perfect.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Perfect choice. Perfect choice for the week. My song of the week is from our artist of the week, Super M. We've talked about them nonstop tonight, so why not just keep it going? I'm picking With You. It's an uplifting song. It's my happy song of the moment. So check out With You by Super M. That's my song of the week. And with that, our week is coming to a close. So thank you all so much for listening. Thank you for being a part of this community. We love you. We appreciate you. Please have a happy and safe weekend. We're getting into fall. It's October already tomorrow. When this comes out, it's going to be October. I can't believe it, Charity.
I love it. My favorite time of year.
Celebrate autumn. celebrate the season. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. We can't wait to talk to you next week. We'll be back here. Hopefully you will be too. Love you so much. Bye.